Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman, joined now by Jefferson County North Boys basketball coach. That is Corey Knoll. Coach, let's dive into it. Your team off the first game of the year. Pretty quick turnaround. A lot of your kids coming off the state championship game in football, so not a lot of turnaround for them and not a lot of time to really prep and practice to jump right into the basketball season. But you get Morehill Mounts Academy, who's probably a top three team maybe in the league coming in and certainly have a lot of talent. But Ravens get the win in the opener, 59-50. What's the early thoughts and kind of takeaways from that season opener?
Yeah, like you said, we had very limited practice time. We had four practices before our first game, which is not ideal, but again, it's no excuse. I think we played well for the first quarter, first half. I think some fatigue set in a little bit, but a lot of the mistakes we made were mistakes that I don't think you equate to practice time. They were, the big one was fouling. We got into some foul trouble early, and we're missing three of our top seven guys right now that are still nursing some injuries from football and other sorts of things. So we're down players already. So we went into the game knowing that we couldn't get in foul trouble, and we got in foul trouble anyway early in the first half, and had to go to our bench earlier than I would have liked, and put some younger guys in there who I thought did fine for us, but maybe just aren't quite ready yet. So all things considered, there are a lot of things I'd like to have back in that game. I thought we competed well early. Fatigue set in, and then, like I said, with limited practice time, it's just the longer the game goes, the more tired things get. It became apparent that you know, we got a long way to go.
You mentioned, again, some of the kids who are just kind of nursing some of those injuries coming off that football season and state championship run there, trying to get back healthy and ready to go for basketball, and the limited amount of practice time. And there is certainly a difference. You know, a lot of these kids, super athletic, multi-sport athletes, but there is a difference between being in football shape and also in basketball shape.
Yeah, definitely. You know, with football, it's 8, 10, 15 seconds at a time, then you get a break. With basketball, it's constant up and down. And I think that became pretty clear. You know, we were knocking some shots down early, moving the ball well, but as the game went, fatigue set in. I think that's where a lot of the fouls came from. It was, you know, we're not getting in position, and then they were, Morehill was able to expose some of that. They were able to get to the line. They shot 24 free throws and made 17 of them. So that was very costly for us at the end when it came down to a 9-point game.
Talking here with Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll. A couple more minutes here as we continue on with our Coaches Insight programs here tonight on KARE FM. Coach, you go to Horton on Friday, game number two, so you get a pretty quick turnaround once again. Now we're in that season grind and just hoping to get guys healthy, ready to go. A couple more practices you're able to get in, but a Horton team that, just like Morehill, could certainly challenge for the top of the league this year. They made a great run to the state tournament last year in 2A. They brought pretty much back the entire roster. David Losey, very good head coach. Just a very good Horton team and going to be a challenge here on Friday.
Yeah, I think to start the year, everybody in our league knows Horton would be a top team. With all their returners, they're a very well-coached team, very disciplined team, and they just get better each game. And you saw that last year throughout the season. We saw them play this summer. We played in the same tournament as them and got to see them play, and it looks like they're kind of picking up right where they left off last year. They can shoot the ball well. They got good size. Looks like they have great team chemistry. And so we know it's going to be a tough one. And I know our guys are looking forward to the challenge, but we're going to have our hands full, that's for sure, on Friday night.
Yeah, give us a few keys. What's it going to take? What do you got to do to slow down Horton, whether it's offensively or defensively, to ultimately go on the road and pick up a win?
So I haven't seen much of them yet. I still got to dive into some film, but I know they can shoot the ball really well. So being able to contest some of those outside shots, they got some size inside. And then, again, the big thing that was our struggle against Morehill is we got to play without fouling, and that's playing good fundamental defense without fouling, not letting them get the easy points at the free throw line, hopefully creating, causing some turnovers, and get some points out in transition a little bit. And then offensively, we got to execute a little better. Our game against Morehill, they started off in a man, and I think we handled the man defense very well, or pretty well, but then they went zone, and that was kind of our kryptonite last year was the zone defense, and that same kind of thing happened again, and so that we got to look to get a little better against the zone defense.
JCN boys basketball coach, that is Corey Knoll, giving us a few minutes of his time each and every week. Appreciate it as always. The Chargers off the loss to Morehill Mounts Academy in the opener. They'll go to Horton on Friday for game number two of the year. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time, and good luck Friday.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.